Track 73.
Welcome to this fire evacuation talk, everyone. I'm Melanie Brooks, the fire safety manager here at TechBase, and my office is on the fourth floor if you ever need to find me. Today, I want to run through the fire evacuation procedure now that we're in a new building. First of all, can I just remind you that if you hear the fire alarm, you should always head towards the main stairs in order to leave the building. Please assume that the alarm is real, except if it sounds at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. At this time, it's always a test, we hope. It's vital that you do not spend time collecting your bags or personal belongings, because this wastes valuable evacuation time. When you have left the building, please look for the fire marshals, who will be wearing fluorescent orange jackets. They'll show you where the waiting area is, but just so you know, it's the park at the rear of the office block. Your department has a fire safety officer. I believe it's Susan Jenkins, and it's her job to make sure that everyone who signed in has vacated the building. Susan will then tell the fire safety manager if there are any missing people. Can I also remind you that you mustn't enter the building again until the fire safety manager, in other words, me, tells you that the situation is no longer dangerous.